Some cams have what is called a hot start, which means their data assimilation captures ongoing convection and immediately allows it to evolve in the model. In contrast, cams that have a cold start have no direct assimilation of ongoing convection at the start time of their cycle and need time to spin up the convection and its associated processes within the model simulation. As a result of these differences, hot start models like the HER tend to be skillful immediately from their runtime, while cold start models like the high-res Window Nissel Wharf tend to be more skillful at 6 or more hours from their cycle time, after convection has fully spun up in the model. That's not to say that cold start models don't have any convection in them early on, especially in cases of stronger forcing, as this example 1-hour forecast comparison between the HER and Nissel Wharf demonstrates. Both cams simulate an arcing band of convection, which was the waning stages of a strongly forced ratio on December 15th, 2021. But you can see that the HER has more detail in its 1-hour composite reflectivity forecast valid at 1 UTC compared to the Nissel Wharf. In addition, the Nissel Wharf was slower with the progression of the convection and was slower than reality, too.